While the first personal computer virus probably emerged on the Apple II computer in the early 1980s, it wasn't until 1987 that viruses exploded into the public consciousness. A computer virus that struck at the campus of Lehigh University in Pennsylvania drew national attention that year. A year later, viruses made the covers of Time and Business Week. The programs were captivating because they were so mysterious and because they offered such a clear analogy to their biological namesakes. Computers became infected. Vaccines were possible. Soon people were drawing comparisons between computer viruses and the plague of AIDS. The American public assumed that all viruses were malicious and that they invariably destroyed data. But those who knew more about computing understood that there was no rule that such programs had to be harmful. It would be much more interesting, in fact, to write a program that was at once subtle and benign, but still capable of spreading. Writing a virus that would spread to as many computers as possible was an idea that just seemed to come to Robert, and the recent examples emboldened him. He loved the thought of an invisible piece of software that could propel itself through an electronic universe of thousands of computers, spreading slowly and imperceptibly, achieving immortality by protecting itself against anyone who might want to destroy it. And there were certain flaws in Berkeley Unix that he had known about for at least 2 years, perhaps collecting them with the intention of someday putting them to use. By early October, Robert was thinking in earnest about writing the program. The goal of the program was simply to see how many computers he could reach. On October 15th, he produced a wish list, a set of 24 or so goals for his program, including these. The goal is to infect 3 machines per Ethernet. Only work if all users are idle. Try to avoid slow machines. Look through host table for the other interfaces of known gateways, then find hosts on that net. Steal his password file. Break a password, and re-exec. In Robert's mind, it was a perfectly harmless plan for probing security of the network. It was something his father, in the early, clubbier days of computer science, might have dreamed up to earn the respect of his colleagues. It probably didn't occur to Robert that this was the kind of thing computer saboteurs might generate in order to bring down an entire international computer network.